Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. Good morning, I'm Charlie Herman. This week in a courthouse here in Manhattan, Apple is defending itself against federal charges that it colluded with the nation's biggest publishers to raise the price of e-books. And while the case involves testimony from executives at Simon & Schuster and Penguin and emails from Steve Jobs, there's one company that really forms the backdrop for the entire proceeding, and that's Amazon. When Apple introduced its iPad in 2010, Amazon dominated the e-book market. Apple's case is that its actions weren't illegal, but an attempt to try and end Amazon's virtual monopoly. Well, as this case started here in New York, I noticed that across the country, in Los Angeles, Amazon branched out into another sector, delivering fresh groceries. So what is Amazon up to? Joining me is Joan Osera with The New York Times and Diane Brady with Bloomberg Businessweek. And Joe, Amazon continues to expand, getting into all sorts of different businesses. Why is it getting into the food delivery business?
Well, wouldn't you want to be in a low-margin business where everybody else has failed? No. They want to be in the business for several reasons. One, they want to rule the world in terms of online shopping. And a grocery experience is really different from a big electronic experience or buying CDs or books in that you need groceries every day. And if you got into the Amazon habit, then you are buying from Amazon every day. And they like that. Amazon is much less conscious about profitability than other companies are. They will do things strategically. And there is something strategic here beyond groceries, which is that they want to create a phenomenon of being able to deliver goods in the same day all over the country. And the only way you can do that is to have lots of trucks, lots of warehouses, and in a sense, groceries is the stalking horse for this larger idea, which, by the way, is very threatening to FedEx and UPS.
Well, I think they have been on this quest to world domination, and I think it's a case of who's disrupting me now? Well, it turns out it's usually Amazon, and I think that what's happening is we think of it as an e-tailer. They're really a technology company, and what they are essentially is they want to be about delivery. They want to be about data. It's another way to get into the home, to have this ecosystem that we all love. And essentially, you know, Bezos is doing it. Amazon now dominates so many sectors we don't even think about, including IT. And I think groceries is just the next step. So
this is really trying to understand the consumer even better, everything that they buy, everything that they use, and to try and, you know, really monetize that, I imagine. Is there danger that if they know too much about us and at the same time if they're getting their fingers into too many different projects that people might react negatively towards Amazon?
Sure. I think Americans love success and they hate oligopolies in the same way that we hated Microsoft for being fat and Facebook for not giving us enough for our information. There is that risk. I think what's happening right now, though, with Amazon is they deliver such great service that most of us are still buying on Amazon.
Right. If you pay $75 for Amazon Prime, you get free delivery for the entire year. I myself am hooked on this service. And I have plenty of criticisms about Amazon, but I use this all the time.
And you get video now. You know, they just basically outbid Netflix to get Dora the Explorer and SpongeBob, which I know is not part of the, you know, daily viewing habits of you. But those of us with little kids, it really is. That is a real win for Amazon. And a huge number of people are now watching their movies there. So everybody is nervous.
So if they're giving the customers what they want, are they giving shareholders what they want?
Well, what's interesting is no, technically, because, you know, fiscal 2012, they had a loss. How is that possible? Because he plows so much into the business. But look at the stock, Charlie. I mean, the reality is this is a stock that's gone up more than 200% in the last 5 years. Why? Because investors are starting to come to terms with the fact that Amazon is going to be basically controlling the house and very much controlling the data.
Amazon has turned its back on Wall Street for many years.
And journalists.
Yes, that's right. They don't answer journalist calls and they don't answer Wall Street analyst calls. They don't care that they don't make the profit that Wall Street thinks they should make. And they have forced Wall Street to adapt to them instead of the other way around. The thing is, Wall Street still expects that someday Amazon will stop doing things like getting into the grocery business, which is going to eat up a lot of capital, and start making more money. And I think they're deluding themselves. Yes, the stock has been up 200%, but if you're doing it on the expectation that Amazon is someday going to be a more profitable company than it is today, I don't think that's going to happen, because I don't think Jeff Bezos cares that much ultimately about profitability. He cares about binding himself so tightly to the customer that the customer will never let go.
Well, you know, we're really seeing kind of this competition between Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon to sort of be the dominant player. What do you think, you know, in a nutshell, is Amazon's end goal? What are they trying to become?
I think they basically want to be the ones that service the customer, create the retail experience, create this digital, you know, Village Green, essentially, where lots of small businesses thrive. Did you know the web services support more than 11 million websites? Who knew?
I think they want to be the dominant retailer in America, whether it's online or whether it's bricks and mortar. I think they want to sell you everything.
Well, let's take a look at some of the other stories we may be watching this week and in the week ahead. Diane, what are you watching?
I've become intrigued with this whole debate around women on boards. And, you know, how hard is it? I could pick you two and say, hey, join my board. But the reality is we're not there. Why? Because men aren't getting off boards. So the average pay has gone up, tenure, age. I think it's just a really interesting area for exploring.
Joe?
Well, I was more than a little amused to read in the paper today that the International Trade Commission has ruled that Apple violates a Samsung patent and may not be able to ship certain iPhone products into the country. And the reason this is so hilarious, in my view, is that Apple has been arguing for years that Samsung violates its patents and shouldn't be allowed to sell a bunch of Samsung products, which they have the courts have consistently denied to do. So to see this flipped with this ridiculous battle, when you just want these guys to start acting like grown-ups and license each other's patents, is amusing.
Titan tantrums, that's what we'll call it.
Oh, I like that.
The real segment of... Yes, Titans in trouble.
Well, we'll be watching those stories and all the week's financial news at WNYC.org/business. And you can take this program with you as a podcast, available on iTunes. Diane Brady with Bloomberg Businessweek and Jonah Sayre with The New York Times. Thanks for joining.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.